In a meeting between President Trump and a bipartisan group of lawmakers yesterday at the White House, the subject of DACA bounced back and forth across the table.
Trump said he wanted a clean DACA bill, a reversal from his administration's September announcement to end the program for almost 800,000 young people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children.
Lawmakers walked away confused. That feeling was compounded later when the same afternoon in San Francisco, Ninth Circuit Federal District Judge William Alsup issued a ruling saying DACA is not dead. His ruling says anyone who had DACA status when the program was rescinded September 5th can renew it. So what do legal experts think of the political ping pong Tuesday brought us and the ramifications of the day moving forward? The show's Lauren Gilger joins us with more on this. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. So like you said, all of this really left lawmakers confused yesterday as to the future of the DACA program. But the Ninth Circuit judge's decision is clear in one thing. It really puts a wrench in the Trump administration's plans to end the program for these so-called dreamers. For more on the judge's decision and what it means for DACA recipients who are here in the country now, I got a hold of Michael Olivas this morning. He's the director of the Institute for Higher Education, Law, and Governance at the University of Houston. And I asked him what this all means.
Well, to some extent, it continues to freeze them and to leave a pall cast over the program. It's interesting that the original premise of the rescission itself was that it was illegal and that President Obama had exceeded his authority. Well, of course, this administration now believes in discretion unless it's a President Obama-driven program. They have unilaterally tried to rescind temporary protected status with people from El Salvador that's been in place since Republican administrations in 2001. And it's amazing to me that the only time it finds presidential discretion to be flawed is when it originated with President Obama. This is a very successful program, perhaps a victim of its own success. Having 800,000 of these students who are temporarily, at least, freed from the possibility of deportation, who can work, who get Social Security numbers, who can leave the country and come back while it was in operation, and while they had lawful presence, it entitled them to any number of protections. These are the kids who, if comprehensive immigration reform ever does come, will be at the very front of the line. They are ours. We have invested in them. It doesn't violate law. It simply uses all the presidential prosecutorial discretion that's always been available, and by the way, that they're claiming in many other instances, including TPS.
Right. I want to talk more about what this case actually is, where this came from. So the judge didn't rule on the merits of this case exactly yesterday. Can you outline for us what his argument was?
Well, the argument raised by a number of states and other parties, it consolidated about half a dozen cases that had arisen throughout the country. And there's more that weren't consolidated. What this did was it consolidated all of those, and it said that and it's got a very interesting single sentence that really sums it up. The judge says the rescission was based on a flawed legal premise. That is, while you can use discretion to start a program, you can't just simply end it without any thorough investigation. There were a number of premises that were that President Obama very carefully included in his deliberations, and it was carefully rolled out, and it was even used as a temporary program beforehand to review the situation, and then it very carefully laid out rules and announced frequently asked questions and very carefully laid out all the premises as he should with any discretionary program, so people would have notice and an opportunity to apply. And 800,000 students took advantage of this. The exchange here was a fair one. The bargain was, if you stay in school, if you don't have felonies, if you don't have even what they called serious misdemeanors, and you pay the admission fee, and if you're clean, then you can apply, and we will give you these temporary benefits that will stay in place until they're properly rescinded. Well, what happened here was that simply Jeff Sessions, who the AG, simply rolled over in bed and decided to announce it. Didn't do any thorough investigation, didn't look at the consequences, that in order to end such a program, you have to have notice and comment. You know, with regard to the judge in the Ninth Circuit, did not convince the judge that all the legal requirements for ending such a program were in place. and you can't simply stop it in its tracks without following a number of legal prescriptions.
So obviously you are in favor of the DACA program, but the White House's response yesterday was that, you know, this is outrageous and that this is an issue of such magnitude that it has to go through the normal legislative process. Can you all agree, I guess, on one thing, which is that this needs to be resolved by Congress?
Well, there's no doubt of that, but I don't want to gainsay, and I certainly don't want to downplay, the role that discretion plays in this. They are making the opposite argument when they're using their own discretion to end temporary protected status, which was congressional. They've decided it was not going to be directed at people from El Salvador or Haiti any longer, mm-hmm. and those people are to be deported. You know, comprehensive immigration reform is clearly the best answer to this, and I'm willing to engage in that particular process. But you can't start out by saying the only way we'll do this is to spend $18 billion. You simply can't keep drawing this illusory line in the sand and then messing it up and starting all over again.
Michael Olivas is the director of the Institute for Higher Education, Law and Governance at the University of Houston. Michael, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.